Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Big shout out to Bengara. Bengara premieres first ever visual arts collaboration. Illum is what it's called. And look, we're going to talk and have a chat with Deadly Sister Chantel Lee Lockhart, Bengara dancer. We have her on the line. Chantel, good morning. How are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I'm a Dharawal and Eora woman, born on Wanneroo country in the Hunter Valley, New South Wales.
Yes.
And I've been with Bengara now for 4 years, and I'm excited to be on here today.
Good, fantastic. Congratulations. So we're talking about Premier's first ever visual arts collaboration, Illum. So paint the picture first, and the fact that it's the first ever, I find that hard to believe. Bengara.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting.
Yes.
And so Daryl, he's a bard, visual artist, and we're using a lot of influence from his culture and how that threads through in his artworks, and in collaboration with Francis Rings.
Yes.
Is going to be very, like, the visual side of it is very big, and there's lots of props and big set designs, and we're using a lot of those stories of, like, what it is to connect to country and,
yes,
like, the natural rhythms and how that's been disrupted with colonization and,
yes,
and all of that stuff, which is pretty exciting. And
it paints the picture.
It's pretty exciting for us dancers too, because we get to use other mediums. We're using, like, these LED, 8-meter LED lights, which is pretty exciting and pretty fun to play with. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And we're talking about a national tour, aren't we?
Yeah. So we've got seasons in Sydney. We're going to Perth, Albany, Canberra, Brisbane, Darwin, and then we'll finish our main stage season in Melbourne.
And how many dancers have we got performing on stage at one time?
There is, I think the company is made up of 18 dancers now.
Okay.
And it fluctuates between 16 to 18 dancers.
Beautiful.
So.
Beautiful. And we're talking male and females, and what age groups are we talking?
Yeah, so it's a mix of pretty much half and half, male and female, and we're all between the ages of 19 and early 30s, so it's a wide age range, so pretty cool and pretty nice to collaborate.
Lovely, beautiful. And your story, Chantel, 4 years with Bengara, and what did you do before?
So I started dancing at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
My mum put me in, like, jazz classes.
Okay.
And then I left school when I was 15, and I did full-time ballet in Newcastle at the National College of Dance for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I got my diploma in dance, and then after that I actually travelled overseas to a contemporary school called Seed in Austria.
Yes.
And I was there for 4 years until COVID, and then
come home
and I didn't dance for a few years, and I did a few things here and there, and then I tried out for the Russell Page graduate program here at Bengara, but then because I didn't get into Bengara, I decided to go to NAISDA. Aboriginal Dance College in Carrion on the Central Coast, New South Wales.
Yes.
And then I came to Bangarra. So it's a bit adventurous, but it's been a good journey.
Good, fantastic. And it's all about the journey and the chapter of your life, fantastic. And now you're on a national tour, Bangarra Premier's first ever visual arts collaboration. Look, it is fantastic. It's we are storytellers, and you're using the work of dance to tell the story, so which is fantastic. And congratulations with that. Do enjoy the journey.
Thank you.
But I'm noticing you're not coming north to North Queensland, so that's got to be fixed up, my sister Chantelle. You got to bring the mountain to the people up here in far North Queensland, please. So talk to your organisers.
Yeah, we want to come back.
That sounds deadly. But look, enjoy it. As they say, break a leg. Thank you for the yarn, Chantelle. And big shout out to all the other performers as well, sister.
Will do. Thank you so much. Good to yarn with you today.
Take care, Chantelle. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
A deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. Chantelle Lee Lockett, her name is, Bangarra dancer, and Bangarra Premier's first ever visual arts collaboration, Illume, it's called, and touring nationally 2025. So all travelling around the country, which is fantastic, and kicks off from the 24th of May, Gadigal Country, at the Roslyn Packer Theatre. So fantastic, at the Sydney as well, Albany, Canberra, looking at the places of Darwin as well, Melbourne. Darwin close, but not Cairns. But there you go. Watch your space. We'll do some yarns there. Have you seen Yarn Up Song here on National Talk Black? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. And Yarn Up Song here with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Song to Deadly?
Thank you. National Talk Black.
Oh,
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, New Mob. All right, today they're going to jump straight in, have a yarn now with Henry Dow, Murra Law Senior Associate. We're talking ABN and ICN. Now we're talking with Murra Law, with over a decade in operation. Murra Law and Advisory is one of Australia's leading 100% First Nation owned and managed national law firms, supporting clients across the nation. And we're going to catch up now with the senior associate, and that's Henry Dow on the line. Henry, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, Trev. How are yourself?
I'm well. Where are you based, mate?
I'm down in Melbourne at the moment.
Melbourne, cold country, we would say, but yes, welcome to the program. And a big shout out to your senior. We're talking Leah Cameron and all your deadly team. And I was just going to say, Murra Law seems like a franchise. Do you want fries with that? They're popping up everywhere, brother.
Takes me back to my Macca's days.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Now, we're talking, well, first of all, tell us who Henry Dow is. Tell us your story, brother.
Look, I'm a senior associate, so that's a senior lawyer with Murra Law. I've been there with Murra for 2 years now, but I've worked in different parts of Northern Australia and down in Melbourne as well.
Yes.
Lots of litigation, but primarily now I work in native title law and with Indigenous business.
Fantastic. Well, great to have you at the table. Thank you very much. Now, we're talking about ABN and ICN. What are the distinct differences? What's an ABN? Let's start with that.
Yeah, look, what we wanted to talk about was, and on its own, it doesn't sound like the most exciting of topics. It's about the number you get when you start a business, but it really goes to the heart of some of the inequities in how Indigenous Australia has to start a business versus how the broader community might start a business. So as an Indigenous business owner, you can start a business in two ways. You can start one under the Corporations Act, like any other punter in the street might start one, or you can start an Indigenous business under the CATSI Act, and then you're governed by ORIC, which is just for First Nations people.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And that's under the Act, so to speak, but you can step out mainstream and become a business owner, can you not, with an ABN?
That's right. So you've got two options as a First Nations business owner.
Yep.
But what happens next, and you might choose for a number of different reasons to start a business or a joint venture that's a Indigenous business under the ORIC Act.
Mm.
And what that does is it gives you what we call an Indigenous corporation number. So it gives you a different number registering that business than you would if you went under the Corporations Act like any other Australian might. And what we've found helping businesses start up or, you know, sign documents about a joint venture is when you send in your ICN number saying I'm an Indigenous business with an Indigenous corporation number, and you send that to the Australian Business Registrar to get your ABN, which is critical to starting a business, it takes much, much longer to get your ABN number as a black business than it would for a mainstream corporation under the Corporations Act.
All right, fantastic. So it's a nice platform for First Nation people to be in business.
That's right. It's just a different way for you to start, you know, a joint venture or your own business.
Mm.
And it's really important at the moment, right? We've had a change in government in Queensland recently.
Yes.
And they've been out on the front foot saying they think economics and business participation is how First Nations people will advance, but the system doesn't really align to support that at the moment. You know, I'm an Indigenous business owner. There might be a grant that's coming up that I've got to get in and apply for at a particular date.
Yep.
Or, you know, business ideas can come to you like that, but it can also go just as quickly. So I need my ABN quickly. And at the moment, if I've got that ICN, that Indigenous business number, I can't get my ABN straight away like I would if I had have gone under the Corporations Act.
So has the state government made it harder for First Nation people to be in business?
No, it's not the state government. It's federal. So it happens all across Australia. But this is just how it's a legacy of a system that isn't designed to support Indigenous businesses succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these hang-ups, even though the Commonwealth government and the state government are all saying the right things about wanting Indigenous business to thrive and and get more opportunity, you find these little roadblocks that are just legacies of a system.
Okay.
So if I put my Australian company number into the ABN system, I get my ABN number straight away because they're used to mainstream businesses. Okay. If I put an ICN number in, I'm an Indigenous business, sometimes it is over 20 days before you get that ABN. And maybe that means a lost opportunity to apply for a grant.
Sure.
Or that business idea or business partner has disappeared.
Okay. Now, the ABN can provide several benefits. What would they be?
So the ABN is what's required to interact essentially with all government entities. The biggest one is the ATO.
Yep.
So when it comes to tax time, to be a successful and compliant Indigenous business, you need that ABN number to interact with lots of Commonwealth agencies and also other corporations.
Oh, fantastic. And talking about all industries, when we're talking about business, First Nation people in business, no matter what the industry?
That's right. Doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're a charity, whether you're a prescribed body corporate who might be looking after the interests of native title holders, everyone will have an ABN. If you've got money flowing through a corporation of any kind, you're going to have an Australian business number.
Sure. Fantastic. And like any business, marketing is it, promoting it, marketing it. What sort of support have we got out there for First Nation people to be in business and the support in regarding marketing, getting their name out there or associations or networks or what have you?
Oh, look, the networking opportunities for black business throughout Queensland are pretty extensive. You know with some of your businesses, Trev, now.
Yes.
So there's usually peak bodies in every state and territory or bodies like Black Coffee where people can get involved and expand their business and get their name out there. But again, you know, what we're seeing sometimes are these little annoying roadblocks to getting Indigenous business owners to the point where they're going and getting their name out there and applying for opportunities.
Mm. Fantastic. And it's, well, they said marketing is it. Don't care what product you got. You're about getting the name out there, getting the word out there. Henry, I heard that if McDonald's stopped telling us that it's Mac time, then we start thinking the burger's better Hungry Jack's, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's about marketing promotion. But look, it's good to have this information, knowledge and what have you. To go in business, we talk about 95% of the people out there work for 5% of the people in business. It's left field. It is a bit daunting, but it could be a great opportunity. And we're talking about a possibility of a business expanding on to generations to come.
That's right. And, government sways in the ways it wants to close the gap constantly. At the moment, we've got some governments around the Commonwealth who are saying business is the way we want to do it.
Mm.
So, you know, what we want to see and what we're affected in our day-to-day work with Indigenous business is these little roadblocks that don't align with that goal of using business to advance Indigenous issues.
Yes.
And there's a long way to go.
Fantastic. There is a long way to go. Phrase I always run with, I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man, you know. It's about creating that platform. Yeah, thank you. Three times you mentioned my name, Henry, the fourth time you can claim that. But it's about creating that vehicle, that vision, enjoying the journey. And they say OPE, other people's experience, other people's money, OPM, you know. It's about being a student for life and enhancing and driving your vehicle forward. Success breeds success too, I would say.
Couldn't have said it better.
Henry, good yarning with you. Big shout out to the Murra Law team. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for having us.
Take care, Henry. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Henry Dow, his name is, Murra Law Senior Associate, and we're just conversing about the ABN, the ICN, in regard to First Nation people being in business, and what's the distinct differences in regarding ABN and ICN. And the description here is ABN is 11-digit identifier used by businesses in Australia for interactions with government and the broader community. And then ICN is a 5-digit identifier, equally recognised as the ABN, but a company with an ICN is regularly regulated under the Office of the Register of Indigenous Corporations. So there it is. And being in business, you mob, take the step, take the plunge, and understand that I heard Richard Branson once say that empires are built after hours. So if you're in a JOB, in a job, you know what JOB means, just off broke. There we are. If you're in a job, you can build an empire over and above that in your spare time. So there it is. We all got 24 hours in a day. It's just what you do with your time. Be productive with your time, your mob. Enjoy the journey. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the bully around here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. All ears here for your yarn, National Talk Black.
Moran boy got it.
Dance. What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Yeah.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, working with nature, not against it, how our economy can grow with the environment. Economic growth doesn't have to come at a cost to the environment, and the ways in which this is possible will be displayed at global conferences being held in Australia for the first time. This year, the Ecosystem Service Partnership, ESP, is holding its 11th global conference in Darwin and will be the first time the major event has been held in Australia since in its inception in 2008. Look, with that, we're going to catch up, have a yarn now with Associate Professor Kamajit Sanger, Charles Darwin University Associate Professor in Ecological Economics. And we do have the Associate Professor on the line. Good morning. How are you, Professor?
Good morning. I'm Kamal, you can see me.
Kamal.
Sorry, yes. And can I get your name, please?
Trevor Kamal, thank you.
Sorry?
Trevor is my name.
Trevor.
Thank you. And thank you for coming to the program. You have an accent there, so we say, who you mob, where you from? Kamala, where are you from?
I'm originally from India.
India, okay, thank you. And are you based up in Darwin?
Yes, I've been here for quite some time now.
Okay, thank you. Yes. So pretty exciting, the 11th conference, global conference, held in Darwin this year and first time in Australia.
Yes.
So tell us about this conference. What can we expect and who can attend? And what sort of conversation we'll be having at the table regarding protecting Mother Earth, I would say.
It is. It is all about Mother Earth, so yes. Protecting nature. So this 11th, what we call Ecosystem Services Global Conference is happening in Darwin in the month of June from 23rd to 27th, which is nearly the last week of June, but beautiful weather up here in Darwin. And during that time, we'll be discussing about, you know, I think a lot of our people in Northern Australia are familiar with carbon economy.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So this whole conference is about expanding that carbon economy is one part of protecting nature, but this is looking at land management, biodiversity, water bodies, all those sort of things that matter to protect nature and people's well-being. So there is a very strong focus on Indigenous peoples all across the globe, but in particular, from Northern Australia, especially we want to highlight the Indigenous ways of managing land and protecting nature that's been very much well embedded in people's value systems and how that's related with people's well-being. So especially my work area is how we link natural resources with people's well-being, Indigenous well-being in this case.
Thank you. Yeah, can you explain that some of the work that can be done? It says here working with nature, but not against it, and how economies can grow with the environment and doesn't has to come at a cost to the environment. So give us some ideas or ways in which we can operate in this space, please.
So typically when we talk about the way our economies operate, they're very much focused on, you know, materialistic or utilitarian point of view, like we think about materials and that's the way to see the economy going. And we measure it with the gross domestic product, which is all about what goes in, what comes out, just the items, you know, literally the materials. And we are having, these elections just in about a week's time.
Yes.
And there is, again, that strong focus on where is the economy? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we've been all looking at, you know, extracting from nature and, you know, promoting our advancing our economy. That's a very false notion that exists out there, especially among the political leaders. Mm-hmm. There has been a strong push globally as well as by the United Nations that we need to be thinking at other ways of, you know, enhancing what we call like well-being economy.
Well-being economy.
Mm-hmm. Where people are looked after and, you know, the nature is looked after that provides them those resources, because directly and indirectly, all our resources that we need up for our living, they come from nature.
Yes.
When you think about the concrete, you think about food, you think about clothing and all that. So the idea is, if we really want to live sustainably in harmony on planet Earth, which provides us all the resources, we should be looking after it. We should be protecting it, as many of the indigenous communities around the globe have been doing it, and our indigenous peoples in Northern Australia, in Australia, they are very much known for this. So what we are trying to say is, if we really want to get there and we want to do that, we need to develop special mechanisms, what we call like nature-based solutions or nature-based economies that can help people to work with country, to be on country, and to learn and, you know, advance those skills and knowledges so that we can respect them and we can all benefit from them. So we call, when we protect nature in a nice way, like in a good way, we see the nature services that gets delivered to human beings.
Mm.
So including people on country who are living there out in remote communities, and also people living in urban environments. So we all get benefits for having clean air, for water, like climate regulation, water regulation, all those kind of services. But we hardly consider them in our economy.
Mm.
And that's where this conference can play a big role in informing policy decision makers and also bringing together practitioners, land managers, indigenous and local communities. You know, they all can have a say.
Exactly.
That how can we all achieve this, which is quite transformative.
Mm.
You know?
And when you're talking about the Yarning Circle, the so-called global conference, very, so important, and yes, the importance of having First Nation people from all around the globe at the table in the conversation, I suppose that global climate has got to be amongst the deep conversation as well.
Sure, it is. Along with global climate change, we are also looking at biodiversity decline, you know, land degradation, all sort of issues that's impacting, like, you know, the reef is getting badly impacted, and the oceans are getting, badly impacted. So we are looking at all sort of things that can help to find a solutions pathway rather than actually going down the hill as we are going now.
Yes. Well, I've always said that they're looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look after planet Earth first, do we not?
Yes. Economically and ethically, it doesn't make any sense to look at other planets while we can't look after on which we are living.
Exactly. You know? So how long will the conference be running for up in Darwin?
For about a week. Four days.
4 days?
Yes.
Okay.
4 days. 23rd of June to 27th of June. And we got the registrations, early bird registrations open until the 1st of May.
Yes.
And it could be valuable, actually, for many Indigenous leaders in Australia and across the North, especially, who have been advocating for, carbon economy and advancing carbon economy, nature repair kind of economy that we've been talking about for the last year or so.
Yes, exactly.
So the Australian government has passed this bill, what we call Nature Repair Bill, back in December 2023. So this kind of conference actually builds up on that momentum that we need to deliver on these initiatives. So how do we develop those mechanisms? What kind of those mechanisms can work, which can actually be in favor of people rather than the industry? You know, sometimes you hear about a lot of those these incentive mechanisms that's been developed, but they end up delivering little on the ground, but more for the middlemen or the industry. So in this case, we want to have like a win-win situation for both, so that we see some change, we find some good solutions that are very much ground up rather than top down.
Yeah, fantastic. So the conference is open to anybody?
It's open to anybody.
Okay, yes. And what about different people who want to have a say or want to become a speaker, like a keynote speaker? Is that open as well?
if there is someone who is really, really keen, I would request them to get in touch with me.
Sure.
So that we can talk about it. So
okay, lovely.
I'm all happy right. to have a conversation.
And how do people apply to attend the conference?
So there is an online website. Mm-hmm. I'll say that out. It's www.esdconference.org. And I think that webpage can give anyone who's looking to register or speak all the details.
Lovely, beautiful. Well, thank you very much. Good luck with it all. Great to have it on the Big Island in Australia, the Global Conference, the 11th year. And great to have the Ecosystem Service Partnership, ESP, happening on the Big Island. I thank you very much for your yarn, Professor Kamal. Take care, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
A beautiful yarn there with Associate Professor Kamal Jisangji and CDU Associate Professor in Ecological Economics. And that's happening with the conference that's happening, global conference happening in Darwin. The Ecosystems Services Partnership, ESP. So you can contact Kamalji Sanga, espconference.org. So if you're keen to go to that conference, especially great for First Nation people, especially Indigenous Rangers and what have you, traditional owners, look, a great yarny circle it could be for you as well. So do look at it very seriously. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? And stay tuned to your program. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text about the 0457140550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM.
Every day that I wake up, I feel my strength getting stronger. Wind in my head, that spirit moving. I'm okay. It's a brand new day, such a special place. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling.
Talk Black.
Yeah. 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 My brother Sam Savage lived and loved to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables he'd match any beat. Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Daz Band, and Prince. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Yeah. My brother Sam Savage lived and loved to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables, he'd match any beat.
Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Jazz Band, and Prince. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 oh. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 oh. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh. Yeah. My brother Sam Savage lived in love to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables he'd match any beat. Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Jazz Band, and Prince. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Yeah. My brother Sam knew how to brother Sam Savage lived in love to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables he'd match any beat. Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Daz Band, and Prince. My brother Sam knew how to convince.